apologies quickly and then to before we do the because maybe that some of the members may step out of some we will review the entire report so that we are in a position to consider this adoption. I've been informed that the budget vote will happen on the 20th of April. Friday the 22nd. Friday the 22nd, that's correct. There must be something happening on the 20th. At this stage, that's the date we have. My understanding that that it might change for a later date. But we have to wait and see if there's an approval for the request for a later date. But we're going to work on the basis that the budget vote is taken on the 22nd, and so we'll try. Consider the report and something tomorrow so that members can start preparation for the report. So let's take apologies and then after that, consideration and adoption of standing minutes. And when we get to that point, please don't look this up because of the fact that this means have been outstanding for a long time. I know at one point we did have a discussion about the need to continue in the week or these 2 hours. There's quite a lot of meetings that are outstanding for a long time. So let me apologize up front. Anything to share before we get to the end. Thank you. Can we then look at the minutes? The first set of minutes immediately after the draft report, 16th February 2016, Anything on page 1? Page 3.
Bullet number 10 says,
Bullet number 10.
Is it 10? Yes.
Page 3.
According to the minister and Rihanna. Do we have a minister called Andriana or Andrea Chai?
No. Read the whole sentence
another matter. It says according to the minister, comma Andriana, Andriana. Which is a cold fire.
That's the country.
What is the last word? What is this?
Where's the other matter? Are you looking at the minutes of the 23rd?
You can't reach your hand, put on your spectacles so that we can see.
It's meeting number 3 on
page 3.
The last page.
Yeah. No. Ram Masala. I thought it was number 10. But anyway, there are two sentences there that according to, looking at it, the one thing according to the minutes, the request for proposals. So you're looking at, according to the minister, comma, and Rihanna, which is a coal-fired power station or plant. So that's what the name is. The name of the power plant.
It is the name of the power plant, but it's spelled wrong. It should only have one N, I think. It's Endrina.
Endrina.
Not Endrina. Rihanna. It's Endrina. But there's another point in the same sentence. It says that Endrina has 14,000 megawatts. It doesn't have 14,000. We don't have a coal power station that has 14,000 megawatts. So it must be, I think, 4,000, 8,000. Or something like that. It can't be 14,000.
Now that you've seen that mistake, when I was unveiling, I'm going to move even slower. Yeah, it is in Rina.
What about Rina? It is like 5 of the 50. I don't think we have one like that.
Yeah. Can we clarify this data? Maybe before or after the meeting, because our second house to go out and get the proper megawatts for this Rihanna. Thank you, Chair. Mr. Mogoda will confirm that. Because we want to ascertain the number of megawatts for Endrina. So I'm suggesting we go to 8 March in the meantime. We'll confirm that. You'll check Endrina. It should be in the drop. Yeah. I need a second opinion from Google. Please confirm what the
number of things are roughly 1,900.
So 1,800 to be closed and probably got a number. The minute of 8 March. I think it is 1,800. We will come to the 23rd of March. Can you look at 8 March? Page 1 should be fine. Page 2.
to an order.
Please pray.
Whether or not this has been included in recovering fines and penalties for substandard qualities of coal delivered from optimum mine. But it says suboptimum quality. The quantity of coal delivered. It was said to be earlier that fine. We were talking about it. Whether or not this one has included in recovering fines and penalties for substandard quality and quantities of coal delivered from optimum mines.
About the optimum mine that was in the media at the time for that fine that was said to be owed to Eskom, because there was, I know of no other fines that are outstanding except for the optimum mine one. And that was the question I asked him that way. I remember my question. It was right before the bulletin question.
Yeah. Can I cut that chin? So it will be substandard and it will make the future result of tomorrow. Can I cut that chin?
Chair, thank you. There was a very large bulletin of the location of the NERSA public hearings with Clinton. I think this was mostly my question, sir. That, I didn't query the location. I said the public hearings, and the doc actually addressed this in the second sentence, whether the public is effectively gave voice to the order. It wasn't the location of the hearings that was the question.
Thanks.
I also asked about the question of how I asked it, because I wanted to know which area did they contact me. The area, I even cited an example that Google to another area. To say maybe this consultation is only done to the middle classes, leaving out the ordinary masses on the ground. So yeah. So I think the question of location might be coming from my side. Thank you.
Maybe as a way forward, it's true what he's saying, but that in the recommendations or the resolutions, we also said that they should go closer to the people to have the public hearing. So it was a recommendation from this committee, I can remember, to tell Nelson to go and hear what the local people are saying as well. There are only high-level public hearings, and we want them to do it wide and consultation.
If those changes can be accepted, eh? But I'm fine. I live like a good baby. Page 6. I'm still traumatized by Enrino. 1,800 megawatts. And possibility.
1,800.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah. I still have to. It's not that you've solved that.
Okay.
1,800 megawatts. Can we adopt the minutes of the 16th? Honorable Matala, Honorable Matala, Honorable Fadale. Well, we have Honorable Matala. There are no minutes for 15 months.
please. Adrian.
Yeah, it was in there. But a problem on Tuesday. You're not here on normal matter.
It's on page 3. You will see there on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from the top. It says members raised for service regarding an estimated 141 billion that was allocated for the same project subsequently amended. But it repeats itself on the third of the bottom for the same one. And I think the third of the bottom says that we wanted them to come to our committee as a matter of urgency. I think that's what that third from the bottom first point was meant to say. But it repeats the question to the top.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yes, but we did discuss that they should come to us urgently and they did undertake to come and see us urgently.
Agreed.
Yes.
It says on question number 2, page 3, I'm not sure if I understand correctly. It says the department acknowledged that the country do really heavily
rely.
It should
be relaxed.
It should be relaxed. Rely heavily.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. No, I don't have anything to say, hence I was not part of that meeting. No, second, anything to say on all of that, man?
No.
Honorable Steven. Honorable, I mean, are you also ready?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Can we please be here more? We have to consider and adopt the post more. Yes. Can we break now? 10 minutes?
Do you perhaps know we capacity a hand in a power station? I'll be PC meeting on entry and there are about 20 minutes, so they want to verify the number. It's 1819 1900.
Thank you.
I'm confused. Ukulu is coming back, it's like 2000. I think because also they talk about uninstalled and so it's fine.
Can I have the report?
Thank you.
11 o'clock, so I suggest that stand up to take that slowly through the report, the last report. And then we can have, immediately after that we'll have comments by the honorable member. We'll then adjourn and reconvene tomorrow when we have had enough time to digest the report and think about the recommendation. So we'll reconvene tomorrow to consider the report and hopefully complete it. So let's get the presentation and then get the comments, comments slowly. No, 2 minutes. Slowly. I don't want him dinner of what up eaten letter one. Yeah, that's in it. And then 4,800, it was even 14,000. 14,000 megawatts. One plant. You. It's me to be and Kusile combined times two. So. No. Okay. Can we slowly, please?
So you say, on page one, the subject of the report, to report back to the National Assembly on the portfolio of the material energy findings of the evaluation and assessment of the The background, honorable members, deals with the peace plans, which identify strategic important outcome or related goals and objectives against the public institutions. Medium term results can be measured and evaluated by the Parliament. At the beginning of every year, the Minister of Finance tables before Parliament the great expectation and anticipation by South Africans. A detailed outline of the state's budget, how much money would be or owed to be spent in that financial year. Thereafter, various government departments present their budget votes before Parliament, specifying how they intend reconciling their resources to serve delivery imperatives as outlined by the President of the Republic of South Africa in the State of the Nation. One of the main statutory functions of Parliament is to discuss, pass, and oversee the state's budget. The Department of Energy's budget, vote number 26, was referred to the Committee for Consideration and Reporting. In compliance with the referral by the National Assembly, the Committee held a strategic plan and non-performance plan and budget briefing on 6 April 2016 with the Department of Energy to consider its budget. plan and PPP to be included in there. The objectives of the report. The objectives of the report are as follows. To describe and analyze the budget of the Department of Energy over the 2016-17 financial year. To conclude on implications and make recommendations. Page 2. Department of Energy. 2.1. Was the diagram. Core business of the department. 7th month. Obviously, the energy white paper. 8. Which amongst other mandates, the department ensure that diverse energy resources are available in sustainable quantities and at affordable prices to the South African economy. When carrying out this mandate, the department develops legislation, undertakes programs and projects, in some instances, transfer resources to various implementing agencies and state-owned entities. These state-owned entities reporting to the Department of Energy are as follows. The National Nuclear Regulator, Central Energy Fund and subsidiaries, the South African Nuclear Energy Corporation, NEXA, the newly established National Radioactive Waste Disposal Institute, the National Energy Regulator of South Africa, NERSA, and the South African National Energy Development Institute, SANED. The organizational structure of the Department of Energy consists of the following 7 branches. Energy Policy, Planning and Clean Energy, 1. 2. Petroleum and Petroleum Product Regulation, 3. Electrification Energy Program and Project Management, 4. Nuclear Energy, 5. Corporate Services, 6. Governance and Compliance, 7. Financial Management Services. Now what follows was taken from the presentation document as related by the Department on the 6th April. Approved funded and unfunded posts of the Department of Energy. Total number of posts of UEs approved establishment, 844. Total number of funded posts, 619. Total number of unfunded posts, 225. Funding positions built budget allocation from SU3. Vacant posts are 77, where they indicated that recruitment processes toward the filling of these positions are various stages. Location of Department of Energy Office. Department consists of a national office that is situated in the Gauteng province, Matimba House, and 9 regional offices that are situated in various provinces, namely Eastern Cape, Midlanders, Free State, Alcom, KwaZulu-Natal, Durban, Limpopo, Tshwane, Mpumalanga, Emalahleni, Northern Cape, Kimberley, Eastern Cape, Cape Town, Gauteng, Victoria, and Northwest, Mafeking. Plan and the annual performance plan of the department. For the 5-year period, the department has identified 7 strategic outcome-oriented goals. These goals are, the strategic outcome-oriented goal is security of supply, 2, infrastructure, 3, regulation and competition, number 4, universal access and transformation. 5, environmental assets. 6, climate change. 7, corporate governance. That was taken from the presentation document on the 6th of April. Challenges in the energy sector. The department highlighted the following challenges in the energy sector. The imbalance in electricity supply and demand. ESCOM bowl program with regard to time frames and budget overruns. Clarity on in-state of electricity industry is delaying progress in new entrance and regulatory reform. the most recent excess in components, the lack of upgrading, refurbishment and extension of existing distribution infrastructure in the last 15 years by municipalities and officials, with a backlog of plus minus 70 billion rand. Progress in electrification programs, a need to improve the oversight on electrification projects. The rollout of the National Solar Water Heater Program, there has been delays in the implementation of this project, partly due to changes in the contracting model. The target is to install 1.75 million solar water heater systems by 2018-19 financial year. Also a challenge is the recent crude oil price drop and exchange rate fluctuations impact on biofuels implementation. Also, delays in finalizing the updated integrated resource plan, the IRP, which is a plan for securing future electricity supply. Key focus areas for 2016-17 financial year. The Department of Energy identified 7 key priority areas to focus on in the implementation of the strategic plan, and these are as follows. The National Solar Water Heater Program, where the department plans to install 38,375 units. Two, electricity generation, to increase the capacity by adding 1,800 megawatts. Three, the nuclear health program, implementation of the procurement plan. Four, public buildings, energy efficiency and demand side management, which relates to the signing of service level agreements with implementing entities and implementation of EETSM. Integrated resource plan, to submit to cabinet for approval and publication for comments. The integrated energy plan, IP, to submit to cabinet for approval and publication for comments. The gas use utilization master plan, CAMP, approval for publication and comments. Regarding electrification, 235,000 new grid connections and 20,000 non-grid connections. Energy efficiency measures, load shifting and switching, implementation of a liquid petroleum gas strategy. The regulatory framework, amendment of the Electricity Regulations Act, ERA. Petroleum infrastructure, policy and timelines, finalization regarding the following. Increasing, upgrading of refinery infrastructure. Convert clean fuels 2 to EU standards of clean fuels. In its presentation, the department also showed how key focus areas for the current financial that are linked to the National Development Plan, NDP. Can I go through the table? Well, through the table 10. Link the NDP's progress to the ADP of the department.
Well, I think we can see, but we're not worried about it. So we should go for some more. It's fine. You can jump it. It's not all.
So number one, with regard to NDP, the NDP gas should be explored as an alternative to coal for energy production. Progress. In November 2015, the minister made a determination for gas to power generation. The ADP of the department says the RFP for gas power will be issued. 2016-17 financing. Number two, according to the NDP, there needs to be a greater mix of energy sources and a greater diversity of independent power producers in the energy industry. Okay? There has been 194 billion investment between window 1 and 4 of the IPP program, including renewable energy. The 2016-17 IPP, the additional bid windows will be open during this finance, during the 2016-17 financial year as part of the IPP program. Number 3, going to the NDP, electricity pricing and access need to accommodate the need of the poor. Progress. Prices remain regulated by the independent regulator, namely NERSA, and government provides free electricity to the poor. According to the NDP, NERSA would continue to approve price adjustment on a sliding scale to shift the poor. 6 and 4. According to the NDP, the timing and or desirability of nuclear power. In the progress, the feasibility of the nuclear program has been completed. 2016-17 RFP for procurement of nuclear power will be issued in 2016-17. Number 5. According to the NDP, a new petrol refinery needs to be considered. In progress, the stakeholder consultation and auditing of the balance of supply and demand is ongoing. During 2016-17, a decision will be made regarding the refinery of imports for an IPP. Number 6, the NDP says improved demand-side management. Progress. The EDS program is ongoing at municipal level and in retrofitting the public buildings. NDP, the target for 2016-17 is to save 0.5 terawatt through EDS. 7, NDP, progress to cost. South Africa could aim for at least 90% grid connection by 2030. The alternative offered options offered to the remaining households for whom a connection is attractive. Progress, 80% of households have been connected to the grid and others electrified through non-grid technology. APP, the target is to connect 265,000 households on the grid plus 20,000 in 2016. 8, NDP says clean fuel standards require major investment in upgrades and conversions of existing refineries at a time when the major oil companies are increasingly selling off refinery assets. Progress, stakeholder consultation is underway regarding the financial model. During the financial year 2016-17, a decision will be made about the supply of clean fuels to the South African market. Number 9, biofuels are also a possibility in the future, but because South Africa is largely a dry country, production is likely to be located in the Southern Africa region. Progress, consultation and formulation of a funding model have been completed. APP submission of draft biofuels regulatory framework for ministerial approval. Number 10, APP. South Africa's approach to energy planning needs to become more holistic and integrated. Progress, the IEP consultation has been completed. 2016-17 APP, the IEP will be submitted to Cabinet for approval. Number 11, the NDP, amend the National Energy Regulator Act and the Electricity Regulation Act to ensure a more efficient and predictable regulatory environment. Progress. The interdepartmental consultations have completed on the amendments of both acts. Progress. Bills will be submitted to Cabinet for approval and onward processing. 7. 12. Page 7. NDP ring-fence the electricity distribution businesses of the 12 largest municipalities, representing 80% of municipal distribution, and resolve their maintenance and refurbishment backlogs. Progress, the assessment of the scale of the backlog has been completed and the funding requirement is curtailment. ADP, further discussion with COCLA and the National Treasury on the funding of the program. The number four deals with the budget of the Department of Energy. The Department's budget allocation for 2017 is 7.54 billion. Earmark grants for finance, public entities, municipalities and other implementing institutions amount to 6.8 billion, which is equivalent to 90.15% of the Department's total budget. The remaining budget of 743 million or 9.85% is for operational expenditure, inclusive of payments for capital issues. This is consistent with the trend of the budget for the past 5 years. Then it's just the history of the fiscal allocations from 2011-12 to 2016-17 of the department. 4.2, baseline reductions. The 2016 medium-term expenditure framework is final allocation data after deliberations by the Ministers Committee on the Budget was released by National Treasury in January 2016. Owing to the reduction in the revenue, estimates of the country over the 2016 MTA period relative to the estimates contained in the medium-term budget policy statements, substantive budget reductions had to be implemented by National Treasury over this period. The total original indicative allocation of 24.85 billion over the MTA period, 7.69 billion in 2016-17, 8.33 billion in 2017-18, and 8.82 billion in 2018-19 has been adjusted downward by incorporating the following adjustments. Compensation of employees, 333.56 million reduction for the MTA period, 9,89,000 increase in 2016-17, 14.46 billion reduction in 2017-18 and a 20.09 billion reduction in 2018-19. Goods and services, 356.33 billion increase over the MTF period, made up of budget increases of 239.58 million in 17, 55.95 billion in 17-18, and 60.79 million in the final year of the 2016 MTF period. Transfer payments, 1 billion reduction over the MTF period, made up of budget reductions of 390.36 million in 2017, 246.85 million in 2017-18, and 372.02 million in 2018-19. The above adjustments brings the final baseline to 24.16 billion over the MTF period, reflecting an average reduction of 2.76%, with 7.54 billion in 2016-17, 8.13 billion in 2017-18, and 8.49 billion in 2018-19. The table indicating the overall budget of the Department of Energy, Labor Administration, Energy Policy Plan, Petroleum Products, Electrification and Energy Program, UK Energy, Clean Energy. Table 6 relates to transfer payment schedule, employee social benefits, CEDAS, electricity and chemical CEDAS, household surgeries, INAP, non-Eskom, INAP, municipal grant, NEXA, NNR, national membership, SANEDI, national solar water heater program, and then the EEDSM municipal grant. 9, 7, table indicating the economic classification, the 22nd MGF, indicative versus final baseline by economic classification. It just indicates that with regard to compensation of employees, the baseline increase of 0.32% in 2017 and 2017 in this classification only provides for the 2015 public sector paid settlement. In the two outer years of the 3-year cycle, budget ceilings for compensation of employees funding are set by implementing budget reductions of 4.4% and 5.78% respectively. These outer years reductions have an impact on staff assessment and the ability of the department to fund contract or positions that are additional to the establishment. The estimated budget shortfall during two outer years in relation to the current heads on the ground is 89.12 million and 98.09 million respectively. Regarding goods and services, baseline increases in this category of 127.4% in 2016-17, 28.53% in 2017-18, and 29.29% in 2018-19 are mainly as a result of the following. The NNBP's additional non-recurring allocation in 2016-17 significantly contributed to the baseline increase of 127.04%. Budget increases in the out years of the MGF cycle are mainly attributable to additional allocations in the solar water heater program for social facilitation and technical feasibility assessments, as well as the oversight and monitoring and evaluation of non-grid electrification installations. Transfer payments. The budget reductions in this category of 5.43%, 3.16%, and 4.5% in 2016-17, 2017-18, and 2018-19 years respectively are mainly attributable to budget reductions implemented by the INEP ESCO, INEP municipalities, and of the solar water heater program. All these programs had to decrease the performance targets in order to align to the revised expenditure ceilings. Then, number 5 is the observations and findings during the discussions of the 6th of April. ESCOM's performance, number 5, observations and findings. ESCOM's performance does impact and affect the performance of the Department of Energy. The Minister of Energy pointed out that it is difficult to exercise oversight over another entity which reports to another department, in this case relating to ESCOM, who reports to the Department of Public Enterprises. 2. The Minister of Energy stated that there are still a number of issues which still need to be addressed, which relate to transmission and distribution lines, as well as the functioning of the grid. 3. The Minister stated that the Department of Energy do need inputly with both the Department of Public Enterprises as well as ESCOM. The Department acknowledged that the country relies heavily on coal for electricity generation and further emphasize the importance to diversify the energy mix. With regard to diversifying the energy mix, one of the department's key areas are the renewable energy sector, specifically solar and wind energy. The department further emphasized the need to accelerate gas. Members pointed out that in the past they used to receive the investor contracts on entities when conducting oversight over the performance of these entities. Members further raised concern regarding the estimated 140 billion rand that was allocated for expenses of certain projects and then subsequently amended relating to the Central Energy Fund. The Department of Energy has secured the expertise of the Independent Power Producers Office in the nuclear build program, and the Minister further indicated that he is satisfied with the advice given by the IPP office. The Department of Energy has appointed a procurement specialist with regard to the nuclear build program to assist and advise during the procurement processes. With regard to the deadline for the release of the RFP on the nuclear procurement, with regard to the deadline for the release of the RFP on the nuclear procurement, which was not met, the Minister stated that the process to release the RFP on the nuclear procurement process were delayed to allow a consultative process among all stakeholders. This consultation process has not yet been concluded, and the RFP will be issued as soon as the process is concluded. The Minister further undertakes to update the committee on a frequent basis regarding the aforementioned. With regard to legislation, the Department stated the Electricity Regulation Amendment Act did go through the cabinet processes and was sent back to the Department, which relates to issues concerning the end state of the energy sector. The Department stated that end-state issues are very complex and further pointed out that the end-state will not be reflected in the bill, The Department pointed out that the National Regulator Amendment Bill, NERA, was approved by Cabinet on a certain condition. The condition relates to the introduction of a review body. The aim is to segregate the referee from the player. The requirement will also be that the review body will be chaired by the Minister of Energy. On the gas amendment bill, the Department indicated that the bill has been submitted to Cabinet. However, it was found that the issue with the bill is that it focuses on the downstream element of the sector and the upstream elements are dealt with through the Mineral Petroleum Resources Development Act, the MPRA. The Gas Act, therefore, might have to await the amendment of the MPRDA process. The 200 million rand for the nuclear plant relate to services which include legal, supply chain, financial advice, nuclear advisors, etc. Funding for the outer years of the nuclear plant is still work in progress. With regard to the intergovernmental nuclear agreements, which is currently before the Western Cape High Court, which has a rule on the issue if it has been tabled correctly to Parliament. Members stated that certainty is needed that the outcome of the court case will affect the committee. The end state of electricity sector is not defined. Members agreed that an overarching dashboard is needed to ascertain and identify whether or not previous year's targets of the Department of Energy have been met or not. The issue is the continuous recycling of targets. Conclusion and then recommendations by the committee. That's my story, Chair. Let's wait my story, sir.
Probably there are there's some cleaning that needs to be done. If we got some. minor errors that we fix. So on the substance, can we get comments? Once again, the honorable members will have come after this meeting. This phone is making noise. Honorable Makai advised me to change my phone. Now, I don't know how to use this one. Now it's making noise here next to me. So tomorrow we'll still come back to make additional comments. If honorable members are happy, that's the report. If we're not ready with the comments now, we can adjourn. Come tomorrow morning, make our considered comments and changes with a view to adopt the report. I'm in hand.
So you're saying we can make comments and make them again tomorrow?
I'm saying you must decide what you want to do. If you want to make initial comments now, you can. If you want, you can take your time. We can meet tomorrow. I mean, have time to think through the report and consider what recommendations or comment and recommendations you want to make. We can come back tomorrow and only comment then and make the recommendation. We will, in the meantime, look at some recommendations for consideration, my members, but we will tomorrow expect that the members will give us recommendations of the committee on the report. So we can adjourn now and comment tomorrow, make the changes. If they could adopt the report tomorrow. Honorable Makai?
Chair, can I make a suggestion that any additional changes that we would maybe submit to the Secretary in writing, and that he can present those to us in writing tomorrow on the screen, so that we all have a record of what recommendations and changes have been asked for by members, that we can work through them. In previous years, we've done it verbally, and we've got the trust in what comments are saying, caused clients and fictions, and we've actually made the same thing. So, you know, just to make sure it's all peaceful and happy, can we submit any recommendations and changes in writing to the Secretary before tomorrow morning's meeting, and then we can put it up on screen and work through the changes, if that's possible, please, Chair.
Yeah. It's a good process. Yeah. But it favors those from the hotel school. Okay. I didn't think about that. Honorable Kami.
No, fellowship. No, I'm not opposed on that with the honorable member. But also we suggest that we attend so that we can go through this report, because as it sits now, there are a lot of things that we need to deal with that are not making sense. So we're allowed to be able to talk to each other, but not only be subjected to what is what we have, but be able to debate the report as well. Yes.
All right, let's do this. To the accommodate our diversity, to accommodate our unity in diversity. So we will to be practical. What time would you need the changes by? Okay. Ready submissions by this evening. Obviously before you go to bed. Okay. So that's one. which is very helpful, so that the parliamentary staff will then work those changes into the document. And tomorrow we'll introduce to the changes, the written submission changes that will be fitted into the document. So those members who by 8 o'clock this evening would not have made their submissions, we will give them an opportunity tomorrow to talk to their submission in the meeting. And hopefully there will be no friction tomorrow. Okay. Any other comments? Honorable Mugula.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. While I agree with the effect of changes on the presentation, I understand it not to be a new presentation altogether. Just an issue here and there. So I'm not sure if I'm too sensitive, but that's what I understand to me, that it is not a new presentation, it is the same presentation, but effecting some changes there and there. Thank you.
Meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Committee room S36. Okay. Honorable. Honorable Nobale has been sitting there. She must not be confused with that parliamentary staff. Honorable Nobanda, welcome. So can we adjourn? Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to your talk. Thank you.